You're now listening to the Storm Chat Podcast. Hosted by Greg Stewart.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 37 of the Storm Chat Podcast. I'm your host, Greg Stewart, founder and CEO of G-Storm Entertainment, LLC, and we are back. Yes, last week I took a break. Just wanted to get my head together and just, you know, take a little bit of time to myself while I was cranking out content, and I really needed it. I felt well rested. I feel good. I feel great. We're back at it with the episodes. And today we are going to be talking about one of my favorite topics, networking. Now, before we dive into any of that, you guys, if you have not checked out the previous episodes of the Storm Chat Podcast, which is the previous 36 episodes, be sure to do that on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, the G-Storm Network YouTube channel. New episodes every Friday at 12 p.m. Eastern Time. So be sure to check those out. And thank you to everybody who likes and shares the podcast. It really means a lot to me. You guys are awesome. You guys are great. And I'm glad to be back. We got some more episodes coming out, but I do want to make a quick announcement that episode 40 will be the final episode of Storm Chat season 2, and that will air October 3rd. So I am going to take the remainder of 2025 after October 3rd to really get some more stuff out, put things together for G-Storm as a whole for 2026. Since 2026 is going to be an amazing year for G-Storm. We're going to be hitting the ground running. I'm so excited. And so that's like one of the, I already transitioned into the news, but that's one of the big things that I want you guys to keep in mind of when we are, in terms of Stormcat. So season 2 ends. I know it's a little bit shorter than season 1. Season 1 was 25 episodes, but season 2 will in fact end on October 3rd. So that being said, we have some other big news. Very unfortunate news. Eternity's End Volume 1 is officially going to be delayed into 2026. So, guys, as much as I wanted to get Eternity's End Volume 2 out to you guys this year in 2025, it's just not happening. I have an amazing artist, and he has been doing such a good job of, you know, just making these pages and getting the chapters out to me as best as he can. And I don't want him to rush. I know we talked about rushing projects and why that's a bad idea, but I do not want him to rush. And there's just been a lot of delays. He's not the only person that I work with. So I want him to really take his time working on these pages. And I also, it also gives me a lot of time to work on my craft and work on my, you know, remaining chapters of Eternities in Volume 2. So by 2026, early 2026, Volume 2 will be out. But I do apologize for those who may have been looking forward to Eternities in Volume 2 to be releasing, because I was going to have this released in the summertime. Like, that was the plan. It was going to be a summer release. And I was all pumped up, and I know you guys were pumped up, but, you know, things happen for a reason. And it's better to just wait and produce a quality product than just rush something out and it just not be good or not be satisfying. So, I do apologize for that. But on a lighter note, I do have some exciting news in regards to my children's series, Diego Lionheart. Diego Lionheart is a adventure series about a young lion named Diego and his friends going on adventures and learning about different cultures and being kind to each other. And I think we could really use that in the world right now. So I'm excited for Diego's announcement. So be on the lookout, keep an eye out on those things. And we are just going to just going to do our thing. 2026 is surprisingly a few months away. There's a lot of good stuff coming for G-Storm. I do apologize for Eternities. I'm going to find some ways to reward you guys for being such an awesome audience and just being there with me, being there for me and supporting me. And I know, like, I'm still getting started. You know, I'm still doing this, paying things out of pocket and still just learning things and figuring things out. You know, I'm not a big multi-million dollar company or anything. So there's tons of projects, both Eternity's End related, not Eternity's End related, that that's on the horizon. So be on the lookout for that. Anyway, with that being said, let us dive into today's topic, which is networking. If you aren't networking with other people in your field, what are you doing? You mean to tell me you're in this indie space and you talk to no one? You don't want to communicate with anybody, really? Like, what? You don't like other creators in the space or something? Like, what is this about? Like, you need to be networking with other people. Indie creators, I'm talking about you, especially people in the indie manga space. You need to be networking. I'm not saying you got to be a person's friend. I'm not saying you guys got to be kumbaya, but you got to know people. You have to know who is doing what and just sharing ideas, sharing strategies with each other. We are in a renaissance of the indie manga space. Everybody is starting off fresh. Nobody has this glory run. You see people in the space who are successful, who are doing a thing, and that's fine. But I'll be damned if I make an enemy out of somebody who I know I can learn from and can help me grow as a person and vice versa. So I want to bring this up because these creators out here, you got some indie creators who watch other indie creators who are successful, who do network with people, and they watch with envy, they watch with jealousy, and it's just, it doesn't make any sense to me. Like, why would you rather make an enemy out of somebody when you could learn from somebody? You are looking at people who have figured out how to build an audience. You are learning from people who have figured out how to make engaging content, and instead of looking at them with inspiration, you look at them with envy. Now, I'm not saying that every indie creator is perfect. Again, I'm not saying that you need to be friends with everybody, but you gotta network with people. And this is not just with the indie space or indie games or anything like that. This is just with life. You have to know people. You know, a while back, my mom had sent me a email about five people that every entrepreneur should know. Five people that every entrepreneur should be connected to. And it's a very beneficial, I can't think of the five off the top of my head, otherwise I'd tell you. But it was very beneficial because it's like, these are people, if you are trying to grow your business, if you are trying to grow your brand, you need to know these people. And that's the same with being an indie mind creator. You need to know people. You need to know how and who to connect with. And it doesn't have to be about friendship. You can be looking and having mutual respect for somebody on a business standpoint. And it just baffles me that some people just don't want to connect with people. Some people just feel like, you know what, we have all the answers. We're going to do things our way. Screw everybody else. And they decide that, you know what, I have respect for this person, but I don't like some of the things that they say. I don't have respect for them anymore. Like, it's just, and that's fine. I know that happens sometimes, but I've seen some indie creators. I've seen some people in my own, you know, even the workplace where it's like, you decide that this person is, you know, and I get it. Some people are just not going to like you for whatever reason. You know, I have people who just don't like me. You guys probably have people who just don't like you, and there's not a reason for it. That's just life. That's just part of being human. But I'm not going to sit here and say, oh, you know what? I'm not going to sit here and, you know, make myself feel like or try to, like, you know, lowball myself by saying, you know what, I'm better off just doing my own thing. Somebody asked me the other day on Instagram, hey, G-Storm, is there any possibilities of you having more people join your brand? And I said, oh, absolutely. Of course I had people wanting to join G-Storm, and I would love for that to happen one day. Right now, in this particular point in time, I'm not looking for that, but I would love to have more creators join the G-Storm brand and share their stories, and we can do a lot of amazing things and a lot of amazing collaborations, because that's what it's about. That's what growing a business is about. Nobody who has a successful business in any field that they're in is doing things by themselves. Okay, you should not have to be doing things by yourself. You should be doing things by yourself. And you have to be, at least, I'm not saying you don't like working with somebody, but you have to at least have some people in your corner, in your circle, that you can learn from. Do not be afraid to ask questions. Don't be afraid to ask for help. I have a few indie creators that come into my DMs and ask me to review their story or about their ideas for a power system that they may have for their manga or comic. And that's fine. I love helping people. That's why I have G-Storm Entertainment. I'm not just creating fantasy stories and kid stories and developing video games. I want to help people. I want to network with people. I want to grow. I don't want to just grow myself. I want to help other people grow. I want to inspire. People tell me all the time that they're inspired by G-Storm, and I love that. That makes me feel really good, because they see that they see what I'm doing. They see how passionate I am, and they want help. They ask for help. And being able to inspire somebody is, in a way, networking in and of itself, because now that person is like, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and chase after the things that I want. I'm going to go ahead, whether it doesn't even have to be indie manga or indie video games. I'm going to go ahead and chase after the things that I want. And I am going to, you know, just do the thing, just do the dang thing and just follow my dreams and follow and try to achieve my goals. Like, life is too short to just sit here and be jealous and be filled with anger and watching other people succeed. And instead of trying to learn from those people and understand why they're successful, understand why they're able to do the things that they do at such a successful rate, it's just like, you don't need to be a jerk. Don't be a jealous jerk. It's not necessary. You need to be learning from people. And the best way to learn from people is to network. Talk to people. And I know in indie manga space, indie game space, some people are shy. I can be a little bit shy. I'm in a group chat with quite a few indie creators on some platforms, and I don't talk. I don't talk that often. I'm very shy. But I know that when I do talk to people, I know I can always come to those individuals and ask them for help whenever I need help. Always remember that you are not the smartest person in the room, okay? And that's what makes a successful business person, and that's what makes a successful indie creator, is understanding and accepting that you are not the smartest person in the room. You are not the smartest person in the game. If you are developing a story and you are sitting here trying to shame people for, I don't know, having story editors or having somebody edit their story or something, then, you know, it's not right. It's not right. You don't do that. I'm just giving an example. Like, but those people who are successful, they find editor, even the great indie manga creators and video game developers, they have help. You think video games are made by one person? Well, some games are. You know, I'm a solo developer to some degree. But, you know, most times, 9 times out of 10, a video game is made by a group of people. And even in manga, like, these successful manga creators, they're not making manga by themselves. They have a team. They have assistants. They have editors. They have people who help bring to life these stories, these ideas that they have. So it's important for you to go ahead and find a story editor, or go ahead and find a team of developers, and or just even if there are people that's not working on your team exactly, reach out to people who have played the game. and talk to those people. Say, hey, you know what? I have this really cool idea. I want some feedback from somebody outside of my circle. I'm telling you, if you get feedback from people outside of your circle, people who aren't going to be biased, I'm telling you, you are going to get the best possible feedback you can ever get. Ever, because people aren't gonna have that bias. They're not gonna have this preset opinion about your content, or you know, they're not gonna sit there and hold your hand. They're gonna tell you exactly what's up. They're gonna say, hey, you know what? I think this isn't good. I think this sucks. I think this is boring. Blah blah blah. But you know, just network, guys. That's the best way to win. The best way to win is by communicating. But ladies and gentlemen, that's all I have for you guys today. If you enjoyed this episode, please be sure to leave a like and subscribe to the podcast. Share the episode around with everybody or anyone who may find the information I am providing useful. Follow me on all social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, X. And you can also visit my website, www.gstormgo.com, and sign up for my email list where you can get the latest information before everybody else. And of course, my merch is on there. You can buy some shirts, you can buy a G-Storm mug, as well as a copy of Eternity's End Volume 1, which is signed by me and shipped out by me. The shipping is free. And you can also get a signed copy of Eternity's End Volume 1 on the TikTok shop for G-Storm Entertainment. So G-Storm has just put Eternity's End Volume 1 on the TikTok shop recently, and I've sold a couple books, and thank you to those who are listening who have bought a book, so that it's available to you as well. But with that being said, guys, I'm going to go ahead and roll up out of here. Feels good to be back after a nice little break. We got another amazing topic to talk about next week. But I'm Greg Stewart, founder and CEO of G-Storm Entertainment, LLC. Take care. Be blessed. Start networking and have yourselves a great day. Peace.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Storm Chat Podcast, hosted by Greg Stewart. Make sure you like and comment on your favorite podcast platform. And don't forget to subscribe so that you never miss an episode.